We are the Forces Station.
This is BFBS.
Now, whoever you are in the Forces world, you're guaranteed to like something about somebody else, whether it be a smile, whether it be hair, facial hair, be like Adele, who said sparkling wit and sense of humour is her ideal man, or it could be bums. That's right, bums. And who better to talk to about bums than star of Pineapple Dance Studios, Louis Spence, and bottom expert Gary Rainsford. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. How are you doing?
Oh, listen, I'm fabulous. I always get so excited when I speak to all the boys in the Forces, and knowing that I'm going across the world on ships and on dry land, and everyone's looking smart, and here I am to talk about bums.
Louis,
or bottoms.
I hope you're not getting too excited.
Well,
then,
I'm
Louis.
Not. Listen, I'm holding myself back, because I am going to speak about bottoms, and this is serious. So I want everyone to stand up at attention, okay, and get ready for what I'm about to say. But first of all, Gary does statistics, because I can't say statistics. It all gets too messy in this. So, Gary, get the statistics out of the way, then I can get straight back to the boys, quick as you can, because I do love these boys.
So what we've been looking at, the health of the nation when it comes to bums, and what we've revealed is that half of women in the UK aren't happy with their bums, and more importantly for the Forces guys out there is that 60% of men have a particular type of bum that they're interested in, and that's the peach-shaped bum, which is a round and curvy-looking bum. Mm. But you say, obviously, Louis is probably more qualified than I am today.
Well, I suppose I could, because I've got a peachy bum. Carry on, Gary.
Well, just in relation to what other types of bums that are out there that we've identified from the survey, as you say, the apple type shape bum is basically a short and curvy bum, and moving on to the mango, which is a long athletic bum, and unfortunately, as Louis will probably allude to, no one likes to have a long thin bum, which is the pear bum, unfortunately.
The pear isn't good at all. It's, you know, the pear needs a lot of help, it really does. But like I say, in the Forces, what with all that activity that goes on, I'm sure there's so many peaches, I'm sure there isn't many pears in the Forces.
Are largely peaches, Louis.
I think they're either peaches or they'd either be the top three. They'd either be the peach, like we say, round and curvy, or the apple, short and curvy, the mango, flat and athletic. But like I say, I'm sure there's not many pears going on in the fruit bowl out there.
Do you think the J-Lo bum is still what sort of men and women desire?
Well, you know, funny you should say that, because we did a survey. Well, Gary did a survey. I always do. I do a survey every day, darling.
You stood at the side and looked pretty, didn't you?
I'm always doing a survey. For some reason, I'm always looking at bottoms. Don't ask me why. I don't know. But no, we did do a survey. And the fact is, yeah, J-Lo's got a great bum, but she didn't come out on top. Have a guess who come out on top? All right, you're too slow.
Who?
Kylie.
Did she?
Kylie,
she has got a nice bum.
Listen, you know, when she was in those gold shorts nearly 10 years ago, she got the peach.
It's true.
And then followed close. So coming close. Hang on, let me reword this.
Rephrase,
in my mind.
Regroup.
Yeah, let me reword. So coming close was Pippa Middleton.
Yeah.
You know, after her bottom exposure on that royal wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
At 9%. You know, and then we've got, have a guess who was the last one.
I don't know. I think
you're too slow, darling. Beyonce.
No.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. Yes.
Never.
I am absolutely telling you. It's like, you know, almost 56% prefer the peach. And then it's like, yeah, absolutely. The peach is the most popular.
What can both girls and boys do to get their dream-shaped derriere?
Okay. Well, I think, you know, apart from just any kind of physical exercise is great, whether it's walking, jogging. I mean, dancing for me is absolutely, you know, one, it's my life, but it's absolutely fabulous because you do work your bottom all the time, because where you have to, you know, do almost everything with your legs. And when you do ballet, you turn out your legs. So where you're rotating the leg all the way around, you're using your gluteus maximus minimus. And what's the third one?
Medius.
Oh, and the medius. I nearly forgot my medius. That would be a trouble.
Don't leave that out.
Don't leave my medius out. Yeah, and then obviously by wearing these pants, like they're cycling shorts.
Yeah.
It's just added help.
And you're not wearing Kylie's pants, are you?
No, Louis? No, no. Oh, no. Listen, I was wearing them long before Kylie. I mean, sorry, I was doing that in the 80s. She did it in the 90s. I did it with a pair of nice cowboy boots and a bobbed haircut with a crop top. But anyway, that's a whole other story, boys, and I can come back for that. But no. But then the other thing, like I say, you know, some people just don't have time, you know, to actually go to the gym. And by wearing these shorts, you can sit there for like 30 minutes and it's equivalent of doing 60 donkey kicks. So, you know, like when you see people on all fours kicking their legs back, that thing. So, you know, you sit and watch a whole film, you've done an hour and a half, and you come out with a peach. You went in with a pear and come out with a peach.
Well, you come out with a pear. I'll tell you what, I have my gym, I've got a personal trainer, and I've spoken to a lot of people.
Is he in the army?
He's ex.
Are you in the army?
I'm not in the army.
Are
no.
you not?
I was in the cadets when I was at school.
Oh, right. Well, it's not quite the same.